And welcome back to today's Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. KNIA KRLS sports intern Justin McLaughlin caught up with Pella head cross country coach Doug Cutler following Wednesday's state qualifying meets.
Justin McLaughlin here with Coach Cutler of the Pella men's and women's cross country teams. Coach Cutler, both your teams did really well today, both men and women going into state qualifying for consecutive times. What does that mean to you as a head coach taking these guys and girls into that position multiple times?
Yeah, these senior classes won four straight state qualifying meets now. We ran tremendously well today. We've been at the sports park the last few years, but getting to run back here on Central College's course for this race is kind of important to us. We now know what we can do here. We can compare that to what we did earlier in the season, and that gives us a really good idea of what we can run next week in Fort Dodge. So we're super excited. I think we're peaking at the right time, and the best is yet to come.
How do you guys feel about going up to Fort Dodge? You got a lot of good competition coming up there. What are your guys's, what's the mental situation going to be like for both the guys and girls going up there?
You know, the biggest challenge is always just controlling the controllables, not worrying about factors that you can't control. We can't control what anybody else is going to run. We can't control the weather. We can't control with anybody else. So, I mean, we can control us. And, these kids believe in each other. They love one another. When you have that, you're going to give a little bit more. You're going to run a little faster. And I think, again, I think our fastest race is ahead of us. We have some great challenges ahead of us. Mount Vernon, Lisbon, and Sioux Center on the girls' side, for instance. We know they'll give us a great race. On the boys' side, Gilbert's legendary. But we certainly aren't going to hand them the trophy. So we're going to give it all we can and see if we can rise to the challenge of Mount Vernon, Lisbon, Grinnell, Sioux Center. There's a lot of great teams up in Fort Dodge, but we're ready for the challenge.
It's good to know. So I noticed when you guys start, you guys all, both men's and women's teams, they start off running in a pack. Is that, what's kind of the purpose behind that pack mentality of them running, and then they eventually will split off in the second lap or so?
Yeah, good observation. Yeah, that Pella pack power is something. Again, just like a flock of birds, you run more efficient, you use less energy when you run together. Mentally, you don't have to be quite as exhausted. You don't have to be, you can kind of let your mind go because you know, what if my teammate's pulling me or it's my turn to pull the group. When you run as a pack, you just run more efficiently, you run fast. So that's what we like to do at the beginning of the race. Certainly, we want to make sure we don't hold anybody back toward the end of the race. But when they run together, they run their best.
Let's go, Scott. I appreciate you, Coach. Coach Cutler here. We'll take it off back to Andrew.
Thank you.
Once again, that was KNIA KRLS Sports intern with Pella head cross country coach Doug Cutler.